Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com. Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
The Raiders Allegiant is the only one with the Bermuda grass that's indoor with a fixed roof. I know that. And Ted Gwynn was there for everything, the fireworks before, all the craziness. And they did a great breakdown of the game, and he did it. He's also part of a column on the Athletic that you need to check out with Week 1 Takeaways. And Ted joins us at FB underscore Film Analysis. He joins us courtesy of the UMAGuest line. Ted, good to talk to you again. How are you?
Doing well. Just recovering from Vegas. It was a late night game. Started drinking with the coworkers after the game, and didn't get any sleep till last night. So just recovering.
So did you go to the Strip? What's the bar scene like at Allegiant Stadium? Does it rival Jerry's Palace or SoFi? What's the vibe as far as cocktailing in the stadium?
Yeah, I haven't been to Jerry's World or SoFi yet. I'm going to the Raiders Monday night game in SoFi during week four, so I'll have to get back to you on that one. But the bar scene was pretty crazy. I mean, they had a little bottle service area there in the front of the end zone, and Little John was there giving out shots to fans, and those guys stayed in the bottle service area after the game and kept partying for a little while. If you're paying like $20,000 per seat there, I would try to milk it as long as I could too.
No kidding. I did see, and I sent a tweet out, I did see that there's a donut tower there, but there were cupcakes, and you did have a Ravens cupcake there. And I was commenting that they've really stepped it up, because at Raiders games, it was a questionable hot dog, it was a bruised apple, and it was an oatmeal raisin cookie in an appetizing brown bag. That's what Oakland was. Quite a bit different of fare in Las Vegas, just across the board, even for media. That looked pretty good.
Yeah, they even had crab mac and cheese, but for some reason, nobody else in the media booth was touching the crab mac and cheese. I kept on eating it, but I kept on thinking, maybe they know something that I don't. I might get really sick after, but I survived. So
look up George Brett. Look up George Brett. You got to be careful about the crab. You got to be real careful. it can get to you, but you were okay.
Huh? It's always preparation H when I see George Brett. And on the whole, it feels good.
I hate to.
Can I ask you a football question, Ted? I know you want to talk about crab mac and cheese, but I'm gaining weight just thinking about it. Wild game, just insane. But the last play. Wink Martindale was a Raider linebacker coach when Robbo was there, Rob Ryan. Did he wink and nod and throw John a bone on that play? What the hell defense were the Baltimore Ravens in at the end of the game?
They were in a cover zero blitz, and it's just what they do. The Ravens are the highest blitzing team in the league. Their defense is built you know, they spend money on defensive backs that can play man-to-man coverage. They save money on pass rushers. But when you do that, you live in a world where you just have to live and die by the blitz. They couldn't create pressure with their four-man rush. And towards the end of the game, they just kept on trying to get Carr with these blitzes. But to Carr's credit, he was tough in the pocket. He was making throws quickly. And Marlon Humphrey was playing man-to-man on Zay Jones on that play. They were in a bunch formation, and Hunter Renfro did a really nice job being patient, and he kind of set up a natural rub. Humphrey got hit by his own guy, and Zay Jones just ran down the middle just free.
Ted Wins joined us. He attended the Raiders game against the Ravens at the Legion Stadium, the first game with fans in Las Vegas. As far as Lamar Jackson is concerned, I want to give the Raiders credit, especially Max Crosby. He was credited with 13 pressures, which is unbelievable to me. He was just on fire all night long. And I'm not even talking about the fumbles. Just, we've said this for a long time, and people get mad when you say Lamar Jackson can't throw. And I think that he's great, but he seems to have regressed. He just seemed either confused or off point. He just was not on. Is that just one game, or is that the trend for Lamar Jackson?
I think he's limited in the passing game for sure. You know, I think he struggles with outside throws at times. But I thought the Raiders did a pretty good job of just taking away the deep passes and forcing him to pass the flats. And he missed some passes in the flats with off-target throws. But they just frustrated him, and the pressure was enormous. I mean, they pressured him on 54% of his dropbacks, which is pretty crazy to think about a Raider team doing that. But, you know, for the most part, the only big plays the Ravens had was when Lamar Jackson just went all world and made guys miss and made some throws out of structure and made some really nice rambles. So I think the Raiders did a good job of just dropping back to the zones and rushing him.
Which leads to Jalen Hurts and the 49ers opponent in Philadelphia. Compare Lamar and his skill, and obviously he's a more veteran player, to what Jalen has. As a thrower, you see good throws from Jalen when they ran that pick play with Zach Ertz and the Heisman winner, Devontae Smith. He dropped it in the bucket beautifully, but he missed Zach Ertz on a sideline route. Should have been a bigger play than it was. But he's a real threat to run. Compare Jalen to Lamar both as a passer, Ted, if you would, and as a runner.
I think Jalen is more of a power runner. He's not the athlete that Lamar Jackson is. Lamar, you know, is a guy that could maybe run a 4.2, at least 4.3. But Jalen's not going to be pull away from guys, but he has some natural elusiveness, and he can run guys over. As far as the passer, I think it's a pure passer. Jalen Hurts is just a better thrower of the ball than Lamar Jackson. I think Lamar Jackson throws with a little more anticipation, and I think he could read the field a little bit better. But when you scheme up throws for Jalen Hurts, I just think that he'll get the ball there more consistently and with a little bit more power.
Ted Wins joining us. And again, you got to check out his Twitter page, his social media. You got to check out all his stuff in The Athletic as well.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Does a great job of the breakdown. You were part of a group that did a nice job on takeaways from week one. And as far as the 49ers go, the injuries stick out. They get the win, they hang on, but the injuries stick out. And we found out yesterday they're going to lose Raheem Mostert for the season. So the guys who are left in the running back room, Kerryon Johnson, they signed to the practice squad. Elijah Mitchell comes out and runs for 100 yards. Trey Sermon is left in that thing. What do you think of what remains for the 49ers in the backfield?
Yeah, you know, I'm not too concerned with the running back injuries just because this type of system and Kyle Shanahan and going back even to his dad, Mike Shanahan, have been able to find backs that can run in this system and you're just able to find 1,000-yard runners off the street. And they have a nice little group left, even without Mostert. I think Sermon had some good moments in training camp. He's a good receiver as well. They have Jeff Wilson, who come back midseason. Elijah Mitchell kind of showed off that he's a good fit, and he has some explosion in this scheme too. So I'm not overly concerned about the running backs. I think, you know, their running offense is going to be just fine.
Yeah, jumping over to your other week one takeaways and getting back to the Eagles, you did write that Devontae Smith looked as smooth as he did winning the Heisman Trophy at Alabama. You acknowledged there were questions about his play strength. I had major questions about his play strength because I love Jerry Jeudy coming out, and he got physically manhandled last year. Devontae, the way they kind of released him, they had some help there, but some of the breakdown on his run blocking was better. Devontae Smith, they list him at 170. Is he going to be physically strong enough to hold his own in the NFL, do you think, Ted?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a question of can he take the punishment in the NFL as the season goes along, playing at that weight. There will be games where he gets physically manhandled. There's games where they won't be able to scheme him free off the line of scrimmage. But he just has such a natural feel for being able to avoid defenders close to the line of scrimmage that, you know, he's not going to get in a situation where he's going to get pushed around too many times. You know, we've seen some skinnier guys like DeSean Jackson surviving a league, and I think eventually Smith will have to put on some weight. But I just didn't see his physicality being as big of a problem as people thought it might be coming into the NFL.
Ted Wynn's joining us from The Athletic. We're talking about week number one and a lot of great breakdowns. But the Rams in week one and Sunday night against the Bears, you need a little breakdown of that 67-yarder to Van Jefferson. But maybe the most impressive quarterback in week number one was Matt Stafford. What did you see?
Yeah, we saw Jared Goff succeed in that scheme with Sean McVay scheming up throws for Goff. But, you know, with Stafford, he's able to stay in that pocket and make some throws that Goff can't make, and the example was that that first pass, which was kind of a throwback where you fake a boot one way and you run a deep route the other way. I just don't think Goff is going to be able to make that throw, and he made it. And there were some throws where he extended plays and made plays out of structure, and that's what Goff couldn't really offer that Rams offense. So far, it looks like Stafford could really be a big boost for Sean McVay and the Rams.
Yeah, that's not a surprise. He is an elite thrower of the football, yep. And you know, as you move to his left, you threw the deep over to Jefferson, and they drop Cooper Kupp. He just does not miss throws. And then Russell Wilson hits a couple of deep posts, but we know those guys are elite. Kyler Murray is the guy, and I thought he kind of plateaued a little bit last year, but I saw highlights. I did not study that game. Give me your overall thoughts on what you saw from Arizona with Kyler in the wide receiving room, and then what the hell was Chandler Jones doing on Sunday?
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to dig into the film on that game just yet, but I did watch a little bit of Kyler, and just some of the throws that he made was just jaw-dropping. Like, it doesn't make sense how those balls get completed. Like, he's drifting to the left one way, and he's able to drop it in a small, tiny window on a crosser to the right. And then there's throws where he just jukes two or three guys out of their shoes and it makes a small window pass. And those are the things he did last year too, but they were able to avoid big mistakes and put a lot of points on the Titans that helped with the turnovers. But again, I'm still having some concern over with the Cardinals offense that they're relying too much on Kyler making those types of plays. You know, he kind of wore down last year having to do that. So without studying the game, you know, he did make some amazing throws, but I have some of the same concerns last year that they're relying too much on those crazy, spectacular plays.
Ted, great stuff. Thank you for taking a few minutes. We always appreciate it, and we'll talk to you throughout the season. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric BZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.